October 8, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Here's to your thin red line. And I've got tons of election news today. Kamala Harris absolutely bombs her 60 Minutes interview. And really, it was the first real interview she's had to do. And that was the problem. It was the first interview where she's actually had to answer tough questions. It was the first interview where they actually pinned her down on policy. It was the first interview where they actually forced her to either separate herself from Biden. Well, I guess that was actually more on The View than it was on the 60 Minutes interview. But we're going to have clips from all of that. And immediately after, her poll numbers have tanked badly in the states that the Democrats desperately need to win. But they're writing stories about how this hurricane might help Kamala Harris because now the Republicans won't be able to vote in Florida and Georgia. Yeah. And North Carolina. Oh, my gosh. Maybe we can sneak one in. I mean, yeah, a bunch of people died and complete devastation. But hey, if it helps Kamala Harris win, then maybe it's not all bad. That's how the liberal Democrat thinks. And then we do have some news out of the White House with Biden as well that we'll talk about. And then I got a lot of clips. We aired one yesterday. I've got about four or five more today. The Elon Musk Tucker Carlson interview. Because there were some very profound things said, and there were some things said that need to be explained at a deeper level. And then there's the larger issue of looking at Elon Musk since he's decided to come out and endorse Donald Trump. And I got this stack of news that will explain that. Now, we're going to go also back to Springfield, Ohio. They say there's no evidence of them eating animals or chopping them up. Well, we've got it now. Actually, it's pretty gruesome, but we'll play that for you. We do have that. So they say it doesn't exist. It does. And now it's been caught on video. And it's the machetes. You know, it's a weird thing. I don't know why these foreigners, whether it's Europe or the United States, they all love their machetes. It's like a weird machete culture. So it's the machete, it's the Haitian, and it's the animal getting chopped up. So they say it doesn't exist. It does. We're also going to look at this back and forth going on now. Look, we reported on it here first, and there were others in the alternative media, but I mean, do not doubt me, folks. The Harris-Biden Democrat Party is not smooth sailing right now. It is not smooth sailing. I'm not sure Biden-Harris have ever really gotten along very well. I think Biden is just middle fingers to everybody since they ran the coup against him. And then I think the Democrat Party is basically like, well, this is what we got. So what do we do? But this back and forth between DeSantis and Harris and then Biden, it just shows that they're completely out of sorts. They're not on the same page. And it's not smooth sailing right now. Less than a month to go until the election. But does any of it really matter, or does it all just depend on what's going to happen at the courts after all? So we got all of that coming up and more on the fastest 3 hours on the internet. It's the InfoWars War Room. When we come back on the other side of this break, we'll show you what an absolute disaster Kamala's first real interview, 60 Minutes interview, what an absolute disaster it was, and her poll numbers tanking. I mean, just tanking after.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
People believe the entire fate of the United States, maybe even the world, depends on getting this election right. Four more years of Harris will be an absolute disaster. And I think people are starting to see that now, really, for what it is. Not just political jargon or cliches, not just policy footballs to be punted back and forth, not grandstanding and moral high ground uppityness. No, I think it's starting to get real for people now. The real economic implications, the real implications with war or peace, the real implications when it comes to just basic border security, having a border or none at all, the implications of our Bill of Rights. Will that be respected? Our Constitution, will it even exist? These are the real issues of the 2024 election. And I think as we get close, all that, that's the scrap heap of just wonk and nonsense is starting to get into the rearview mirror and people are really seeing what's going on. Because at the end of the day, when you go into that voting booth, you're thinking about your financial well-being, the safety and security of yourself and your family. And you certainly know those two things are at risk if Harris gets in the White House. But I think it's even beyond that now. As Harris gets more exposed, as Harris is forced to do more interviews, as Harris is put to the front now with Biden just a disappearing act, now people are really seeing Kamala Harris for what she is. A bumbling, fumbling phony, the biggest phony maybe in the history of U.S. politics. And Tim Walz ain't doing her no favors either. So, I think it's probably fair to say the first real interview she's done, I mean, maybe ever? Maybe ever. But I'll just say for the sake of this election cycle, her first real interview as the nominee with 60 Minutes. And she flubbed it so badly that her poll numbers have gone into the tank in the swing states that she so desperately needs. So let's look at some of the questions that she should have been asked a long time ago, but was finally asked in this interview, and clearly she did not expect it. Clearly, she did not have the script for this interview. Clearly, she was expecting a softball interview. Clearly, she was expecting, you know, slow pitch, underhand, right down the plate. And instead, she got Randy Johnson 100 miles per hour, followed by an 81 mile per hour slider from her eyes to her knees, and didn't know what the hell was going on. And it showed. So let's start here. She's asked about the border. She's asked about the border in clip 16.
I've been covering the border for years. And so I know this is not a problem that started with your administration.
Correct.
But there was an historic flood of undocumented immigrants coming across the border the first 3 years of your administration. As a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled from the last year of President Trump. Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
It's a long-standing problem. And solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem. Okay.
But the numbers did quadruple.
And the numbers today, because of what we have done, we have cut the flow of illegal immigration by half. We
have
cut the flow of fentanyl by half. But we need Congress to be able to act to actually fix the problem.
So blatant lies from Harris. And the whole numbers thing at the border is debatable. Now, we'll see when the final numbers come out. You had 3 years in a row of record illegal border crossings, but then they started flying them over the border on airplanes. So the whole numbers game that she wants to play about, oh, we've got it down. First of all, it's a misnomer. You had 3 straight years of record high immigration. So you can't sit there and claim a victory like you've secured the border. But second of all, even if your numbers might be trending down, you're not recording the actual numbers because they're flying over the border on airplanes. It's not actually a border encounter anymore. But before we get even more into what just happened there, I want you to notice this because this is also very important. That interview is highly edited. Did you pick up on that? This is a highly edited interview. And even though they edited it, I doubt they edited it to make her look worse. Now, maybe they couldn't really edit it to make her better, but I doubt they edited it to make it look worse. This is you can tell those are cuts. So they're definitely cutting out all of her ums and buts and uhs and cackles and everything else and dead air and probably bad answers. This is a highly edited interview. This is not a one cut. This is not record and stop. This is record and probably 100 cuts before they put it out to air. Did you pick up on that? Okay. You will now that I've said it. I probably should have even introduced it, but I didn't want you to get distracted. Now, notice, though, what the interviewer here, Bill Whitaker, it's almost as if he's giving her an opportunity. And I'm not saying he's favoring her. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But to me, it's just a fair question. And notice what he's doing. He's giving her an opportunity to separate herself from Biden. Now, she's already had Tim Walz just this weekend come out and say that she was in charge of the border. So after all the PR where they tried to separate Kamala Harris from the border policy, Tim Walz comes out and blows it in one interview. He's not the smartest guy. So, yes, she was the border czar. They've lost that. They've lost that narrative war. They've lost that narrative battle. Kamala Harris is not separating herself from the border. But Whitaker gives her an opportunity to separate herself from Biden and maybe course correct on the illegal immigration issue. And if you look at the scale and all the interviews that she's done, she's really changed face on this. She's calling it illegal immigrants. She's making it a big issue now. Obviously, she has to. It's one of the biggest issues of this election cycle. So she at least has to do it. And the truth is, most Americans will not know that she's flip-flopping. They just won't. They know that. She knows that. So they just run with it. It's not a, hey, but, you know, I was there for the illegal invasion record numbers. You know, I was the border czar. We opened the border. We let them all in. And her team or even her herself will say it doesn't matter. Most Americans don't follow the news until a month to the election. So just come out and say you're against illegal immigration and you want secure borders and it'll be good for your campaign. So Whitaker gives her the opportunity to course correct and say, yes, it was a mistake. We let too many in. We thought we were, you know, doing something good and letting people in, but it's gotten out of control and Americans are suffering. And she doesn't do it. She doesn't do it because she won't admit a mistake. Now, that was a conscious decision she had to make. And most politicians, you're probably trained, never say you made a mistake. And Trump won't admit it when he makes mistakes either. So she can't admit she made a mistake. She has an opportunity, though, to separate from Biden and the border, doesn't take it, and then instead gaslights the American people, acting like they've done a good job with the border and that the numbers are down. So, I mean, that's just like F. I mean, that's just F written all over it. She completely bombed that, but she didn't get the question in advance. This wasn't a scripted softball interview. So that's what it looks like. She gets asked about protecting democracy when really she didn't get any votes. Clip 17.
Was democracy best served by President Biden stepping down and basically handing you a nomination? You didn't have to go through a primary process. You didn't have to fight off other contenders. That's not really the way our system was intended to work.
President Biden made a decision that I think history is going to show is rare among leaders, which was to put country before self. And
right. Let's pause that. Let's pause that and rewind that, and let's just reflect on this for a second. So she's claiming, because let's look at the history here. She's claiming that Joe Biden made the decision to drop out of the race. And they think they can just roll you over, say, yes, Biden is so great. He can do no wrong. He made the right decision. He dropped out of the race. But why? Why did Joe Biden drop out of the race? Was it because he got his ass kicked at the debate? Is it because the 4 years of his administration have been such a disaster that you can't win with him? Is it true? All the medical issues he's having, the mental issues he's having, he just physically, mentally cannot do it anymore? Is it a combination of all three? We're just going to skip over that. We're just not even going to talk about that. But of course, maybe Joe Biden didn't decide to drop out. There's always that. Maybe Joe Biden didn't decide to drop out. Do we remember the whole process? Do we remember him saying he's not going anywhere, he's running? Do we remember then out of nowhere somebody posts a tweet with a printed out statement and what appears to be blatantly a forged signature, and then we don't hear from him for days? Does that seem like somebody dropping out, or does that seem like something else going on behind the scenes? And then the continued tension between Biden and Harris. Biden says, oh, sure, I'll campaign for Harris. Has he done anything? He's been at the beach. He's not campaigning for Harris. But she dodges the question. The question was about you not getting any votes. That was the question. And then she turns it into this Biden fluff piece because she can't answer the question. So let's hear that again. Let's hear that again and then continue.
President Biden made a decision that I think history is going to show is rare among leaders, which was to put country before self.
Trump does it. Trump does it.
And I am proud to have earned the support of the vast majority of delegates and to have been elected the Democratic nominee. I am proud to have received the endorsement of leaders around this country from every background and walk of life to fight in this election over the next month for our democracy.
But I think this truncated process is why people think or say they don't really know who you are.
Look, I've been in this race for 70 days.
Did you guys see the cuts there, by the way? So who knows what her full answer was? Who knows what kind of word salad, mumbo jumbo her full answer was? That's as good as they could make her look right there. That's as good as they could make her look. She can't answer the question. Because that's the big open secret, isn't it? That's the big open secret. That's the big irony. They campaign on protecting democracy. Their candidate did not get a single vote. Not a single vote. And then she's going to say, well, I've been in this I've been a nominee for 70 days. Yeah, oh, 70 days. That's probably a record low. So it'll actually be less than 100 days. She'll have been the nominee and campaigning for president for less than 100 days on Election Day. Mm-hmm. And that's the edited, cut-up best that they could make her look on that question. Which, of course, she, again, doesn't even answer the question. So it's really, I don't know if the right people saw that. The poll numbers would indicate it had impact. And again, you just have to understand the larger context of this. If you listen to this show, you're in the top 1% of the most informed people in the country. Most people don't listen to political talk shows. They don't even follow the news. And if they do, it's in a very passive way. So they're not really thinking about these things. It's just whatever's in front of them. They just kind of go with the flow. Whatever the breaking news is, they see it. Maybe they talk about it at the water cooler. But see, that's something that, oh, people get that in their head and it kind of makes them think twice. Like, oh, yeah, you know what? You didn't get a vote. Oh, yeah, what happened with that situation? Huh? And that's the best she could do on that answer. So she just assumed this was going to be a softball fest. And it did not go the way she expected, obviously. And in a highly edited piece, that's the best they could make her look. One more here on her flip-flopping in clip 19.
Tell you what your critics and the columnists say.
Okay.
They say that the reason so many voters don't know you is that you have changed your position on so many things. You were against fracking, now you're for it. You supported looser immigration policies, now you're tightening them up. You were for Medicare for all, now you're not. So many that people don't truly know what you believe or what you stand for. And I know you've heard that.
In the last 4 years, I have been Vice President of the United States. And I have been traveling our country. And I have been listening to folks. And seeking what is possible in terms of common ground. I believe in building consensus. We are a diverse people. Geographically, regionally, in terms of where we are and our backgrounds. And what the American people do want is that we have leaders who can build consensus. Where we can figure out compromise and understand it's not a bad thing, as long as you don't compromise your values.
Oh. What
to
are
find
your values? That's the question.
Solutions. And that has been my approach.
Now, yes. That's, boy, oh boy, there's your word salad of the interview right there. Nom, 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 nom. Nice word salad. Folks, that's just bad. So she was clearly not prepared at all to answer any tough questions, let alone really the whole interview. And that's not all she's flip-flopped on. She's flip-flopped on the Second Amendment, the guns issues. She's flip-flopped on the EV mandates. So that's not even all the issues. But I'm telling you, you know, they air 60 Minutes right after football so they can get the best ratings. Now, I don't know if TV ratings mean what they used to. It's likely that this interview is going to be seen more on the internet, specifically X. It's likely that the clips that you're seeing are only going to be played on right-wing talk shows, conservative talk shows, independent media coverage. So I'm not even sure TV ratings or who's watching after the game, maybe it's passively. But the impact of this interview is very clear and present in the latest poll numbers that it was bad. And again, she's given an opportunity here. She's given an opportunity to address and come up. And really, it just shows you that she's not that smart, I think. I think it shows you that she's not that smart. Because there's plenty, well, maybe not plenty, but there are ways to answer that question and not just completely bumble it and make a word salad out of it. She says, well, I've been vice president. Okay, well, so did you see something that changed your mind? Did you see some policies fail? Did you see other policies success? Did you personally go through something? Did you talk to somebody who went through something? Where is the flip-flopping come into play here? Oh, I've been vice president and I don't sacrifice my values. Well, the whole issue is you've been flip-flopping on your values. I've seen the American people and we can come to a consensus. The question was why you flip-flopped on policy. That was the question. And you word salad it. Now, New York Times polls. Trump is now leading Harris by 5 points in Arizona. Trump is now leading Harris by 4 points in Georgia. That's a joke. It's probably 10. And Trump is now up 2 points in North Carolina. That's probably closer to 5. Now, that's a New York Times poll that probably skews like plus 20, plus 30 Democrat. And Harris is now, she's never down in these states, in these polls. She's never down in Georgia. She's never down in North Carolina. She's never down in Arizona. Never. Always ahead in these polls because they skew Democrat heavy. And she's now down in these polls today. Now, she would need at least two of these states, in my view, she needs at least two of these states to win the election. So, again, though, this all comes down to the court battles that are ongoing in North Carolina, Arizona, and Georgia. The Republicans have had the victories they needed in Georgia and North Carolina. They have not had them in Arizona. They've lost them in Arizona. But these poll numbers are bad, and they're getting worse. And look, I don't really do polls here. I'm not a big polls guy. But these things tanked after her 60 Minutes interview.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we got more from Kamala. And again, she gets an opportunity to separate herself from the disastrous Biden 4 years, which could probably work. I mean, it wouldn't work on you or me. It wouldn't work on an informed voter. But it probably would work on people that watch The View. Well, she blows it again in clip 18.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Oh, my gosh. It's even worse. Folks, this is bad. She doesn't separate her from the disastrous 4 years of Biden, and then she takes credit for it. Wow. Wow. There is not a thing that comes to mind. Well, I believe that. So here's the question. She's running for president. They couldn't hide her forever. Okay? They couldn't hide Kamala Harris forever. If you remember, they tried to hide her. They didn't do any interviews. They didn't do any press conferences. I mean, really, they still haven't done a press conference. But now she's done a handful of interviews. They couldn't hide her forever. She is running for president after all. So you're going to have to eventually take to the front and lead. And the effort to try to rebrand her, separate her from Biden, lean to the middle, utter failure, hasn't worked. All the efforts to make her more presentable, relatable, not so phony, what they've been doing for 4 years, haven't worked. So we have a month left, 28 days, 27 days and some odd hours until the election. And you got to think they are panicking right now. What are they going to do? What are they going to do with Kamala Harris? Do they put her back on the sideline? Do they take her out from the public eye? Do they try to do another rebranding? They're going to have to do something. She can't do an interview. She can't do a press conference. They can't talk about her rally size. There's nothing they can do to make her appear legitimate when she actually appears perhaps not like a total phony on an interview like 60 Minutes. She looks horrible. She can't just keep going around to degenerate shows like Howard Stern and Call Her Daddy. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Now, the obvious thing for them to do would be to send her into these disaster zones and have her start helping in the relief effort, not just doing a photo op and leaving, where she does that weird limp-wristed thing and is giving people soap in a baggie. It would be to get her out on the front lines of the disaster relief, and I mean like really putting in the work, sweating and putting in the work. And it would seem obvious to do that, especially since they need North Carolina. But I guess they just figure we're not going to win Florida, so she's not going to go to Florida. Maybe they figure they can't win Georgia, so she's not going to go to Georgia. So is that what it is? That she really just will not even bother to go to those states because they figure they can't win them anyway, so just she's not going to go? Then another hurricane potentially bearing down, virtually the same region if it's going to hit. But she probably can't even be bothered to go actually put in any real work or any real effort, not just a photo op, for the disaster relief. I don't know what else. If I'm running her campaign, if I'm on the Kamala Harris team and I'm trying to figure out what are we going to do about these numbers, what are we going to do about these disastrous interviews, that's where I'd go. I'd say, look, you need to go spend like, like 8 hours doing disaster relief. And I'd do it now in North Carolina. And then if it, you know, whatever Milton does, and then I'd go after Milton and I'd do another full day's work. You're going to have to be on camera sweating and breaking your back. That's how bad this is. Maybe they're too afraid to even say that to her. Maybe she doesn't even have a real campaign staff. Let's not forget, Kamala Harris is not a very likable person. She's not a very well-liked person. In fact, she's had the most turnover of any vice president's office ever. She's had more people go to the media than I've ever seen. There's a lot of turnover in politics. It happens. Some people get bored with it. They don't like the stress, whatever it is. So there's always a lot of turnover. But there's never been a situation where she loses like 90% of her staff, and then half of the people that she left go to the media and talk about what a bitch she is. What an insufferable, arrogant, entitled bitch Kamala Harris is. All over the headlines. Left-wing publications. Remember, they did whole media hits on Kamala talking about how bad of a choice she was for Joe Biden. What a disaster she was for Joe Biden. They even speculated that Biden might even replace her, is how bad she was. So, okay, they've re-imaged her. They've made her into a popular, nice figure. It's the campaign of joy. All right, that worked. But how do you recover from this with 28 days till the election? She might not even have the staff to do it. She probably isn't even willing to put in the work. She feels entitled. She's not helping herself with this spat between her and Ron DeSantis, which she started. Again, just bad. She's just bad. She's bad on her feet. You know, maybe that's double entendre. She's good off of her feet. I don't know. Maybe Willie Brown knows something about that. But puns aside, she's clearly bad on her feet. So here she is. Oh, my. It's just anytime she has to take an unscripted question, it is a complete disaster. So here she is attacking. This is on the tarmac. She decided she'll never do this again, probably. She'll probably never do a media question on the tarmac after this. On the tarmac, about to board the plane, she decides to attack Ron DeSantis in clip 14.
Governor DeSantis, NBC is reporting Governor DeSantis is ignoring your calls on hurricane resources and help. How does that hurt the situation here?
You know, moments of crisis, if nothing else, should really be the moment that anyone who calls himself a leader says they're going to put politics aside and put the people first. People are in desperate need of support right now. And playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations, these are the height of emergency situations. It's just utterly irresponsible, and it is selfish, and it is about political gamesmanship instead of doing the job that you took an oath to do, which is to put the people first.
Now, before we show you what Joe Biden said and then show you the return from Ron DeSantis, I think that we should all recognize that if there's any governor that has his stuff together, it's Ron DeSantis. I'm not sure there's a better governor in the United States of America than Ron DeSantis. All things considered. Got bad political vice, made a bad political decision to run against Donald Trump, but really it has not affected his efficiency and effectiveness as governor. He's probably the best governor. And when it comes to hurricanes, he's had the experience, and really Florida does a pretty good job, all things considered. And they've been doing a much better job without FEMA or with FEMA than North Carolina and Georgia, for sure. Probably even Tennessee and South Carolina, whatever they're going through. So for her to attack Ron DeSantis, bad political move, just doesn't work. But that's where she goes, because she just doesn't know what to do. She just has no idea what to do. She probably has no idea what's actually going on with this hurricane. She's running around doing podcasts, Howard Stern, Call Her Daddy, The View, 60 Minutes. So she's not even paying attention to what's going on. She's trying to make a push before the election, and it's only tanked her poll numbers. And this just shows you the White House are not synced up right now. Maybe even it shows you that Biden and Harris don't exactly get along, because here's what Joe Biden said just moments after that in clip 15.
The governor of Florida has been cooperative. He said he's gotten all that he needs. I talked to him again yesterday, and I said, whatever. I said, no, you're doing a great job. It's being all being done well. We thank you for it. And I literally gave my personal phone number to call. So I don't know. There was a rough start in some places, but every governor from Florida to North Carolina has been fully cooperative and supportive and acknowledged what this team is doing. And they're doing an incredible job. We got a lot more to do.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I like post-coup Biden a little bit. A little bit of me likes post-coup Biden. Just being honest. He's sitting on the sidelines. He's not bothering anybody. And he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, DeSantis is doing great. He's like, he doesn't even care about Kamala Harris at this point. He doesn't even care about the election. He's just totally checked out. I kind of like post-coup Biden a little bit. Probably not selling out the country anymore. Just riding out the final days. So there you go, though. Kamala attacks DeSantis. Biden says he's doing a great job. Not a good look. Now, here's DeSantis before we get into his retort against Kamala and then against some reporters at a press conference. Here he is at a press conference talking about just some of the things that they're doing right now to make the relief effort easier in clip 13.
Okay. I'm curious about a story that I heard here just a little bit ago that potentially in Pinellas County, the landfill had to be essentially cut open so that St. Cruz could get in there and continue dumping debris. Do you know anything about that? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, so that's accurate. So the executive order said 24/7. I know Kevin was in contact with the county folks. There was a bunch of state assets that had a lot of debris to dump off, and it was locked. And there was no one there manning it. And so they basically opened it. And they did the debris. And that's totally appropriate to be able to do that. We need 24/7, right? I mean, this is something I think the local folks have worked hard on the debris. I don't think it's that, you know, it's a lot of debris, right? And so they've worked hard on it, but we've got to redouble the efforts there, and we're supplementing those efforts in ways that have never been done in the history of the state of Florida. And so those debris missions need to be round the clock. You are going to save, you could potentially save lives because this debris can fly and hit people, but certainly you are going to have less damage if you get that debris off. So, yes, there was nobody manning that site, and basically our folks in the state just opened it. And they're utilizing it, and everything's going to be open.
Man, Ron DeSantis is really great, and it's just common sense is all it is. It's not political. It's not bureaucratic. It's common sense, and he's remained consistent from day one after the hurricane. He said, hey, here's the deal. Government's going to get out of your way, and anytime the government is where it needs to be to help, we're going to help, but we're getting out of the way. You do what you got to do. Citizens, you help where you got to help. Sheriffs, locals, whatever, you do what you got to do. We're getting out of the way. We're not going to... Tolls on the highway, done. Everything's free to travel. Landfills locked because the government landfill is locked. Nobody's there. Cut it open. Go in there. Dump the debris. Common sense. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. Get the government out of the way, except to help when it can. And that's it. Just common sense stuff. I love it. That is so presidential. Very refreshing. Now, here a reporter that I guess Ron has had a bit of a back and forth with before decides to try to make it political. And again, DeSantis just hits an absolute home run. Clip 11.
The severity of the storm, since I did want to ask you about politics right now in terms of should
No, I don't really want to answer questions about this. Is not a time for politics. No, excuse me, Gary. You and your publication will twist anything that's done to try to make a political agenda. That's what you do. That's how you get your clicks. I understand that. I understand that's the business model. Well, but I don't want to talk about politics because... Well, but I have a feeling that however you do, you guys will find a way to frame it. That's just your shtick. I get it. It's fine. But I don't want to participate in it. We have had to respond to a Category 4 hurricane. We've had to prepare and now respond to something that may hit as a major hurricane, maybe Category 4, may even be bigger than that. We hope that it does. But that should be the focus. And I think some of these questions are trying to create some type of political angle where there's just none there. What we've asked for has been approved. You're not seeing me out there carping or complaining about anything. We have gotten what we need from the feds. We have been working constructively with all the local communities. We have marshaled an incredible amount of resources in the state of Florida to be able to get the job done. And that's just what we're going to continue to do. That's what we've always done when it comes to these types of situations.
Ooh. Oh, man. You think the reporter's going to publish that deal? All right. One more thing. Here is DeSantis actually going back against the claims made by Kamala Harris earlier today on Fox, clip 12.
And we've been laser focused on leveraging all resources available, including from the federal government. And I've been in touch with both FEMA and the president, as well as marshaling all our state agencies and working to support our local communities. And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. And so what I think is selfish
has she ever
is her trying
before?
To blunder into this. No. And here's
has
the
she
thing.
Ever before?
She has no role. No, she has no role in this process. I'm in contact with the President of the United States. I'm in contact with FEMA director. I'm obviously managing all our state agencies. We're supporting all our local government. And I will say this. I've had storms under both President Trump and President Biden, and I've worked well with both of them. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm, and she's doing that just because of her campaign. She's trying to get some type of an edge. She knows she's doing poorly, and so she's playing these political games. I don't have time for political games. I've got people whose lives are on the line. I've got people whose homes and their possessions are on the line, and we are focused 100% on that mission. I'm not worried about playing her political games. And so she is being selfish by trying to blunder into this when we're working just fine.
Ooh, bodied. Oh, body slammed. But yes, the Democrats are looking at this. The Kamala Harris campaign are looking at this through a political lens, figuring how they can get an edge or maybe how this can even help them win Georgia and North Carolina. Hurricane Helene disrupts voting plans in North Carolina and Georgia, two states Trump is set to win right now. But hey, you know, nothing like a good hurricane to find a way to steal a state or two. Am I right, Democrats? Yeah. That's what they're thinking about. They just can't help themselves, can they? And, you know, it really goes back to the Kamala Harris flip-flopping. And when you understand this about the left in general, the political left in general, which represents big government, which represents the government running your life, not you running your life. I mean, really, that's the fundamental difference between the left wing and the right wing. The left wing believes the government should run your life. The right wing believes you should run your life. That is the fundamental difference. And so all of this flip-flopping on policy, why? Because you have to understand, for the Democrat, policy really doesn't even matter. Policy is just a means to an end. But they have to have power. So it's all about power. Power is what matters to the Democrats. Power is what matters to the leftist. The communists, the socialists, they need power. That's leftism. So sure, she can have one policy today. She can have one policy tomorrow. She'll have whatever policy publicly she needs to get power. So policies really don't matter to these people. They can flip-flop on policy all day long. Power is what matters. Whatever policy they think they need to have publicly, whatever stance they need to they think they need to have on a policy to get them into power, that's what matters. They need power. It's power over policy. It's power over everything when you are a Democrat, when you are a leftist. So that's what you get. That's what you get. All right. We are about to conclude the first hour. I'm going to come back and really get into this Elon Musk interview and then some other news to kind of put it all in perspective and just use Elon Musk as an example of what the American left will do to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at thealexjonesstore.com, there is a brand new supplement there. It's the Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies, antioxidant and immune support, energy and bone strength. It's vegan friendly as well. Helps promote heart health, gut support, and so much more. The Irish Sea Moss Extract, the Burdock Root Extract, and the Bladderwack Extract all in this gummy. And when I heard them talking about this and sea moss being this up-and-coming thing, I was like, sea moss, really? And then I go to there's a juicery, if you will, that I like around here that I like to frequent. I like to go there and get juice. And now sea moss is everywhere. So this thing is like the new upcoming thing is sea moss and the health benefits of it. And so we have it now at thealexjonesstore.com, the Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies. And so there's probably nothing else like this, but you know, sea moss, this stuff probably doesn't taste very good, so we find a way to make it a little bit more palatable, a little bit more consumable to get that goodness in you at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Sea Moss Gummies in stock now. All right, let's quickly get this out of the way. Here's Tim Walz also getting roasted on 60 Minutes. It's just, it's tough when you're not very smart. Clip 20.
In your debate with J.D. Vance, you said, "I'm a knucklehead at times." And I think you were referring to the time that you said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square unrest when you were not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of misrepresentation, isn't that more than just being a knucklehead?
I think folks know who I am, and I think they know the difference between someone expressing emotion, telling a story, getting a date wrong rather than a pathological liar like Donald Trump.
But I think it comes down to the question of whether you can be trusted to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I can. I think I can. I will own up to being a knucklehead at times, but the folks closest to me know that I keep my word.
Does that convince you? He's the one that lies all the time, lies about his military service, lies about where he's at. I mean, folks, to say, oh, I just got my dates mixed up. That's like me saying I went to the World Series and then people look and they see I was not at the World Series. I went to a regular season game. I was there at a game in July. Yeah, kind of a different thing. Going to the World Series versus a seasonal game in July. You don't really forget that. You can't just talk your way out of that.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. TheAlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Blogtalk.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk interview. I want to play this short clip of Dr. Umar Johnson. I mean, I guess maybe you would call him a black supremacist, a black nationalist. That's kind of the, if you're not familiar with who he is, I guess that would be a fair description of him. But listen to what he says here about Kamala and Trump, and then I'm going to follow up with some commentary, but let's just listen here to clip 10.
The problem is Donald Trump is so popular. See, Donald Trump is a nationalist. They don't want a nationalist. They don't want someone who's looking out for the best interests of America. They want someone who's looking out for the best interests of the global elites. And that is the Democrats. The question is, are they willing to cheat Trump out of the election and risk a full-scale revolt by poor white America? That's the question. That is the question. Are we willing to risk a social catastrophe if Donald Trump is cheated out of the election? In my opinion, Art, I believe he's the front runner. Even though they're reporting that Kamala has a slight edge, I'm not buying it. I believe Donald Trump is the front runner, and I believe he won the last election. I believe he beat Joe Biden, but got cheated. And it don't make a difference to me who wins, because none of them care about black folks. I want to be clear about that. But I believe he beat Joe Biden. If he gets cheated again, I don't think white America takes this laying down. I cannot see white America taking this laying down if he gets cheated again. The question is, are they willing to risk a civil war, a potential civil war in this country, if he's cheated again? That's the question.
Now, I can't say I disagree with much of what he said. I mean, maybe you could disagree with them caring about black folks. I do think the larger issue that he talks about is certainly in the cards. But here's where I think he's off in his analysis. And I think there's a grand assumption being made here. There is no coalition of white people of any political ilk. Maybe Antifa? I mean, that doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. You can't rile up a bunch of white people and get them out in the streets. There's just no coalition. There's no movement. There's no bond there. Can't do it with Christians. They show up on the pro-life march and that's about it. So this idea that there's some sort of an equivalency, like a black coalition that can form and then get out in the streets like Black Lives Matter over George Floyd, there's just nothing like that. There's nothing like that for white folks. And there's even a lot of social political commentary around this issue. And it's not just with Black Lives Matter. It's people that deal with Jewish groups that can rally and come together, or even get into positions and then just hire other Jewish people. You can just say that's capitalism. The point is that this idea, this concept that you're going to have a group of white people that are just going to rise up and put their fists in the air, there is no coalition. It just doesn't exist. I wonder what it would look like if it did. But having said that, there's still some truth. And I've kind of talked about it on this show. Now, I don't think it's going to be quote unquote white people or poor white people. I'm saying it's an unpredictable factor, and it's not just going to be white people. It'll be black people. It'll be Hispanic people. They know the election gets stolen from Trump again. I don't know what happens.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
And I want to be choice with how I present this, but, you know, never doubt me, folks. The government cited in their sentencing documents, their sentencing hearing, and they knew they were misrepresenting this, but of course, you know, anything to try to put me in prison. But they would take quotes from my show, this is way before January 6th, and they took quotes from my show where I said, right here at this desk, and I said, look, if this election is stolen from Trump, there will be a million people in Washington, D.C. That's just encapsulating longer quotes and commentary and coverage I did. That was right. That was predictable. And I said it would be a peaceful march. I said it would just be people, just a million people in D.C. saying, hey, we know you stole the election. Let's do something about it. It was never a call for violence. I never called for violence. We tried to stop violence. They admitted all of that even in the hearings, but they said, oh, see, but Schroyer said, and that's how they were trying to build this case to the judge to put me in prison. The point is, I saw that. I said, look, a million Americans are going to know this was a blatant steal. It couldn't be more obvious. In four states, Donald Trump is winning all day long, and then 3:30 in the morning in every one of these states, Biden gets the perfect amount of votes, the votes Viagra, and then he wins the election. So, I mean, that was just... that was ridiculous. People were going to see that. And as I predicted, the exact thing I predicted happened. It got worse. We got set up. There were some violent offenders. There were probably some insiders, some feds, whatever, instigators. And then the rest is history. What I'm saying is if Trump loses this election again, or if they steal the election again, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I don't know if it's going to be poor white folk rising up and, you know, grabbing their pitchforks and torches and shotguns. No, I probably don't think that's going to happen. I don't know what happens, though. I really don't. I cannot predict what happens should that be the case. So, again, this idea that there's some coalition of whites, they're going to rise up and take to the streets because you took it from our white boy, Donald Trump. You stole it from our cracker. That just doesn't exist. It's not going to exist. It's not going to form in the matter of 28 days. No. What you will see is avid Trump supporters from all walks of life, all different backgrounds, all different ethnicities that are going to believe that it was a blatant steal. And I don't know what happens. I don't. I really don't. Do you have a repeat of January 6th? Well, probably not, because we'll know the playbook. Do you have a different situation in the Senate, in the House, where the Republican Party is not going to go along with it? Maybe that's kind of your mystery meat right there to decide what goes down. But no, there's no Black Lives Matter for white people. There's no Antifa for white people. There's none of these protest groups where you can send out a message with a date and a time and a location and drum up a bunch of protests or riots for white folks. It doesn't exist. What happened on January 6th was organic, and it wasn't all white people. I was there. There were people from all different walks of life. I mean, really, if you wanted to look at the demographics of America and break it all down with percentages and all the different groups, January 6th was probably a near picture-perfect representation of that. If you could find a group of a million people that organically came together that perfectly depicted the demographics of America, it was probably January 6th. So, but everybody kind of sees it now. And so that's why I played that clip, is that, again, and I don't really care. Umar Johnson, I don't know what he's a doctor in, but Umar Johnson, probably black supremacist, black nationalist, whatever. I don't care. He does his commentary. Really doesn't bother me at all. Do whatever you want. Say whatever you want. And he's mostly right, except it's this projection that, oh, yeah, the poor white folk, the message is going to go out and they're going to rise up if they steal it from Trump. That just doesn't exist. That's black people have that. Leftists have that. I guess maybe Jewish groups have that. I don't know. They're not that big, but they do get out too. But they get overwhelmed by the anti-Israel leftists anyway. So it doesn't really exist. But the idea that there will be something if they take it from Trump again and people look at that and say it was stolen, yeah, I think that there's something there. And I do think that certainly the deep state, certainly the powers that be, certainly the Democrats are even weighing that themselves. Or let's just say whoever would try to rig or steal an election are certainly weighing that. I don't know. I mean, you can only make assumptions about, well, what do they weigh it as, and the risks and the costs and the benefits. But certainly that's in the discussion. Certainly that's in the discussion. Do they believe that a group of Americans will take things to the next level? Do they even want to risk it? Do they just assume Americans will just lay down and they can steal elections from ever? We'll never get to elect another president. Certainly that's in the conversation. The powers that be that will do anything to keep Trump out of the White House, the powers that be that will do anything to stop the American people from electing a president that they want again, are certainly weighing that. And so, you know, that's kind of the problem here. And so that's what I'm saying. Even though I might not agree with Umar Johnson on a lot of his social stuff, like, that's actually higher level thinking. And so for that, I respect him. Like, that's actually like higher level political thinking, social thinking, and like actually dealing with the world as it is. And so for that, I respect him. And it's like, I respect somebody more that has that level of thinking, that can think with that level of intelligence, even if they hate me because I'm white. I don't even care. I respect somebody more when they can think like that and they understand how the world really works. Because, I mean, let me tell you, folks. You get into a courtroom and you got the jury of your peers that are not your peers at all, and you got the lawyers that want to destroy you and maybe a judge that don't like you much either. They think you're nuts. They think you're insane. I'm just going to leave it right there. All right. I'm going to come back and dig into this Elon Musk interview with Tucker Carlson, which was really just incredible. I may need to even take it to the next segment because I don't want to run long here. In fact, before we hear, let's actually play this. This was in Chicago, and this is why I just disagree with Umar Johnson that this is some white people phenomenon. It's really not. These are Chicago residents who are trying to flip the city, which would mean the state, red for Trump in this election. Clip 9.
What's up? This was the first town hall meeting. It was super successful. October 9th is the last city hall meeting until the election. The election is November 5th. Please, I hope you're registered to vote. And we are flipping Chicago red, and we're flipping Chicago red on principle. The city of Chicago and the Democrats are going to stop playing with Black America. Peace.
Daddy C here, and I'm flipping Chicago red.
Mally, flipping Chicago red.
Jasmine Smith, we flipping Chicago red.
Santon Mathis, flipping red. Show us the money.
Patrice Stewart, we flipping it red.
Jocelyn Blue, we're gonna make some changes to Chicago. So you gonna see a lot more red.
So here's what's amazing about this. I don't really think, I mean, I'm not really an elder statesman when it comes to election cycles. But obviously for the election cycles I've been involved in since I could vote, I can really comment on what I'm seeing there. Obama definitely had the popularity. Obama definitely had the enthusiasm from voters, 100%. And Trump, if anybody, has the same level of enthusiasm, maybe even more. But in particular, if you talk about the cities like Chicago that always go blue, there probably hasn't been a Republican that gets that kind of enthusiasm in modern history from inner cities, specifically Black Americans in big cities. Now, why is this a factor? Because, and this goes back to the Umar Johnson commentary, it's not going to be white folks. Yeah, obviously there's going to be white folks. It's a majority white country, at least for now. It's mostly going to be, I think, inner city Black Americans that finally have their eyes open to the Democrat Party con job, the Democrat Party corruption, the Democrat Party destruction, the Democrat Party lies, that are really shifting to Trump and are really politically involved now. And if they don't get the result that they're seeing with their eyes, that's going to be the big difference between this election cycle and the last election cycle. Because there are major movements that they were not there in 2016, they were not there in 2020. I mean, they might have been there, but they weren't as loud, they weren't as active, they weren't as coalesced. That's going to be your big difference. And so now I expect Texas will stay red, but let's see what happens in Chicago if Trump doesn't get a majority or a big increase in votes. Let's see what happens in New York City if Trump doesn't get a big increase in votes. And you have all of these groups that are doing the work to campaign for Trump and support Trump and flipping a lot of votes for Trump. That's your factor right there. I think that's kind of your unknown factor. And guess what? They're the ones going to the city council meetings. They're the ones that are getting vocal. They'll be the ones saying shenanigans if it gets stolen from Trump again. That's how I see it, at least. That's how I see it. So this trend is only going to intensify with 28 days left, by the way. Everything is going to intensify, but specifically that trend. So we'll continue to follow it. All right. I do have Elon Musk coming up, but Trump's popularity is off the charts. I've got more proof of that. But first, here is a message from Alex Jones.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionime, are game changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license and Deep Earth crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It's amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS, and it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things, does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better. And now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new T-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, Ellen DeGeneres, talk about a saga. You know why she lost her show, don't you? Was it the set that looked like the Epstein Island, or was it the fact that her crew didn't like her and complained about her? Well, either way, she's still active on her social media accounts. I believe this was Instagram. And you guys can just roll this B-roll. But Ellen DeGeneres tried pushing the Trump is full of hate propaganda and a threat to gay people. And you should see the replies. And so, I mean, folks, none of it's working. I mean, should I sit here and read the replies? Here, guys, let's just bring it back. I'll just read these replies. So, again, Ellen DeGeneres says Trump is a threat to gay people. It's all political propaganda. It's all Democrat propaganda. Because they know people aren't sitting here saying, I'm gay, and so that's what determines how I vote. I'm this skin color, and so that's what determines how I vote. It's not working anymore. People are getting wise to it. So here's some of the stuff. I'll read it. I'm gay and I'm voting for Trump. Do I hate myself? Absolutely not. Messages like these are what spreads hate. That's one comment. I can go down the line here. Nobody is hurting anyone. You celebs need to shut up with your brainwashing. Here's another one. I'm gay. Trump never hurt me or any of the gays. He only hurt some of the fragile, weak feelings of some of the gays. But, you know, people love to always play the victim. Don't vote for Kamala Harris then. Vote Trump 2024. As a lesbian, I had more under Trump. He's got my vote. Blacks for Trump. Stop being brainwashed. Ellen, you're wrong. Stop spreading hate. I mean, folks, it's just on and on and on. And remember, literally every comment is pro-Trump. And remember, these liberals are complaining. You know, it's such a hard thing to put into words, yet it's actually so simple. It's a paradox, because I think the challenging part is to explain that leftists are really weak, fragile people. They just are. They are weak, fragile, and quite frankly, pathetic people. I'm sorry, but it's true. And so they need full-spectrum dominance over ideas, public opinion. That's why Hillary Clinton is coming out saying we need to run social media and ban any conservatives, ban Donald Trump. That's why John Kerry is coming out saying we need to ban anybody on social media we don't like. So they'll censor you, they'll imprison you, they'll kill you. And that's political history of the left anytime. Anytime you become a resistance to their government, their power structure, they just, if they can't shut you up, then they imprison you. If imprisoning you empowers you, they kill you. So, okay, they want this social media landscape to be completely run by leftists, and they don't want any real political dissidents. They don't want any real political commentary. They don't want any real political discussion or disagreements. They just want to run the whole thing and just pretend like that's reality. So when Elon Musk buys X, you have all these people complaining, oh, X is a right-wing echo chamber. Oh, and now it's all right-wingers, which is just total nonsense. It's just a free speech platform that allows people on all sides to actually talk and debate. But folks, it's not just X, formerly Twitter. Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube and look at comments on Biden videos, White House videos, Harris videos, anti-Trump videos. Go on Instagram. Go on Facebook. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I'm sorry, what is that, guys? Yeah, right, right. The crew is in my ear. Exactly. Now you go to some of these pages, and I think it is the official White House YouTube page, or maybe it's Biden. We can go look. The crew will pull it up. They disable comments. They disable likes. Because it's 90% dislike. It's every comment is pro-Trump. So the one simple kind of social level of it is that they don't want to be around you, they hate you, and they kind of want that same social aspect of their actual lives on social media. They don't want you in their comments. They don't want you on their social media platforms. And they just want to pretend like they have full information, full spectrum dominance, and you just don't exist. Yeah, there's the White House YouTube page. They turned off dislikes and they turned off comments. So, I mean, what does that tell you? But see, then there's also the propaganda level, which is they have to pretend like they're still the majority. They have to pretend like they're still popular. And in an organic free speech exhibition, like just comments on a YouTube channel, likes on a YouTube channel, they cannot have that be free and open and organic because it shows how unpopular they are. And this phenomenon is not just on X. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. But that's why they want the social media censorship. That's why they want total control. Well, look, I got news for you freaks. You're so unpopular, it doesn't matter. You can try to censor all of us. You will always lose.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJonesNational.com. Naturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk interview clips here. By the way, it was about 2 hours long. Show you some of the highlights. And this is the one probably making the biggest splash right now. And to me, it's a winning issue for Donald Trump. And I think, I don't know. I don't know what strategy really Trump has other than I'm just going to show up and be Trump. I mean, really, I don't know if he really has mapped out this election cycle down to I want to push this at this time, or I want to push this at that time, or I want to hammer this point right before the election, or I want to make this big drop a week before. I don't know. I haven't really seen any signs of that, but you know, he did write the book, The Art of the Deal. He is a master businessman. But this is a winning issue, and I think the more Trump talks about it, the better, quite frankly. Now, there might be some reason he doesn't want to. He's been asked questions about the Epstein client list and answered it and said he would make it public, but he hasn't really made a big fuss about it. He hasn't really leaned into it too much. So here's Elon and Tucker talking about this and why Elon thinks that some of these billionaires are afraid of Trump because of that list in clip five.
You know, I think part of why Kamala is getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah. Do you think Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gates.
And Gates.
Yeah.
And I only ask that because you can sort of, you just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my vice president of business development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Does he seem nervous to you?
Yeah, I mean, he's terrified of a Trump victory.
Because of the disclosure that would follow?
I think, yeah, I mean, I think he's certainly ideologically not aligned with Trump anyway, but I think he is concerned about the Epstein situation. Like something might actually, the DOJ might actually move forward.
There are a lot of videos, apparently. Those rooms on the island, and I think out in New Mexico, were wired for video.
Right.
And
where's the video? I mean, between Diddy and Epstein, there's probably several thousand hours of footage here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that the people on those videos are lecturing the rest of us about our moral failings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
What is that?
Well, I mean, part of how they deflect attention from themselves is by, criticizing the morals of others.
Yes.
So it's sort of like a preemptive moral strike.
Yes.
I mean, as I said, I think those who are saying Trump is a threat to democracy are themselves actually the threat to democracy.
It feels like we're getting to a place where the rest of us know too much. Is this, do you know what I mean? I mean, it's easier to live in a society where you don't really know what the people in charge are doing or why they're doing it. But now, thanks, I would say, largely to X.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say that.
Yeah.
We do know a lot. Not everything, but we know a lot. And I wonder, where does that, like, what happens next now that we know all this? The kidnapper's shown us his face. Like, what happens?
Well, I think if Trump wins, we can do some house cleaning and shed light on things.
We need full disclosure. And why this is so important, it's exactly what Elon and Tucker are discussing here. The very people who lecture you on morals, the very people that lecture you on politics, are probably the least moral people that you would ever take advice from, are probably the very people that are on the Epstein videos, on the Diddy videos. And it's time for that connection to be made. You know, Kamala Harris loves Venn diagrams. Think about a Venn diagram. In this circle over here, it's people on the Epstein and Diddy videos. In this circle over here, it's people that promote Democrat Party politics. I have a feeling that the circle where they both intersect probably has the most people in it. And that connection needs to be made. I'm not saying I'm promoting chemotherapy, but, you know, that's like what people do for cancer. It's like a chemotherapy we need to go through. We need to be blasted with that radiation and go through that struggle to get rid of this cancer. And that's what it is. It's honestly one of the top things that needs to happen to save our country. Culturally, certainly, but even politically, because these cultural icons affect politics. And they need to be exposed. It's gotten out of control. I mean, do you just, you know, what if somebody was able to leak or hack and release the Epstein videos, the Diddy videos. I mean, that's your chemotherapy right there. I don't want to see him. But it's like, yeah, you know, you're sick. You got a cancer. You're going to have to do something serious. You're going to have to go through a serious struggle here to get rid of this cancer. And it's like, that's the Diddy tapes. That's the Epstein tapes. And then you see those people and it's like, these are the people lecturing me about morals. These are the people lecturing me about politics. Yeah, that's a punch to your gut. That's a punch to your face. That's a reckoning moment right there. Maybe it's something we need. So, again, I don't know what Trump's thinking on this is. I don't know if there's any strategy. To me, it's a winning issue. Hell, maybe even I'd in a campaign say, if I win, we will do a full release of the Epstein client list and will finally allow prosecutors, grand juries, and the victims to go for justice. And maybe the Diddy tapes too. I would make it a top political issue. Because then what are you going to do if you're Kamala Harris? How are you going to respond to that? When the people that are promoting your campaign are probably on the tapes. 28 days. Donald Trump. Maybe it's time to make it a top issue. Maybe it's time to tell the American people, we will release it all. I mean, hell, people will go vote just to get the information. They're not even political. They might not like anybody. They'll go vote just because they want to see what the hell's been going on these deals. All right. Keep in mind, Trump wins, Elon Musk gets a position in the cabinet as the government efficiency czar, if you will. Yes, please. Here's Elon Musk talking about how he's trying to help with the hurricane relief and the federal government stopping him. Clip six.
So you tried to get Starlink. You tried to get Starlink, yes, into North Carolina, into Western North Carolina, areas devastated by the hurricane.
It is in there, and it is the primary means of communication.
You had conflict with Buttigieg over this.
We delivered thousands of terminals and got all the way up to the areas where they wouldn't let us go any further. And then we're like, okay, we're going to send helicopters in and find people who are stranded and give them Starlink. So I think it's, you know, a nice thing.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us land because there was an FAA notice that said in order to land, you have to know who you're going to meet with to land. Now, the problem is we're trying to deliver internet communications. People don't have internet communications. We don't know who they are. But then they can't reach us because they don't have communications. Do you see the catch 22?
Yes, I do.
Insane.
So this is why the DeSantis approach is the right way to go. We're getting out of your way. Yeah, we'll do what we need to do to monitor things and try to keep things safe and on the up and up. But, I mean, you're flying in. You're trying to help people. Whatever resources you have, we're out of your way. We're not getting involved. Just do it. And then there's the federal government and the Biden administration saying, oh, no. We're involved in everything. In fact, we're increasing our involvement. We're speculating on everybody. We're investigating everybody. We're running the whole show. And then the citizens that are trying to help, they're all getting shut down. Not the case in Florida. But North Carolina, parts of Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, where FEMA's in charge, they're shutting all the help efforts down. DeSantis is like, hey, let's do it something transactional here. What do you have for me? Money, supplies. One time, send me the money, send me the supplies, we're done with you. And then we're taking over. FEMA, boom, cuts the check, sends the supplies, they're done. And Florida has the best recovery effort. Citizens are allowed to help. You see something that needs to be done, you do it. Somebody says, hey, They're cutting open the dump here. They call up the governor's office or they call up the management and they say, hey, somebody's going into the dump here, and they say, yeah, good, tell them to cut it open so they can go in there and dump the debris. Not, oh, they're committing a crime. They're breaking and entering. They're destroying government property. They need to be arrested. Somebody go shut it down. It's, no, cut it open, go in there, and put the debris down and get back to work. That's how it's done. And it's like, you try to do any of that in the areas where FEMA's in charge, they are shutting you down. It's insane. And now Musk has seen it firsthand. Here they are talking about Donald Trump surviving assassination attempts, plural, clip 7.
To try to kill Trump twice with actual guns and bullets.
Oh, yeah.
He shot in the air right in fucking Butler where I was. And
he doesn't seem rattled. It's weird. Does he to you?
This doesn't seem what?
Rattled.
He's the constitution of an ox, it seems. So it's not like working out and eating healthy. And he's...
Okay, we got to tape this.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So
he's not like, let me eat another salad. That's not... No. Or work out, you know, fastidiously. That's... I feel like he doesn't work out, and he eats, you know, cheeseburgers and Diet Coke and stuff. And because I think it just inherently has a strong constitution.
So, you were just with him. He didn't seem like a man who'd been the subject of two assassination attempts.
No. He seemed of, you know, sound mind and body and strong backbone.
Did you...
that's what I said in the thing. Which,
yeah.
The remarks I made there were impromptu. There was no teleprompter or anything. I was speaking extemporaneously.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And, you know, anybody that has a mission, anybody that's all in on a mission, a true believer, is unrattled, unfazed, even in the attempts at total destruction. I mean, InfoWars is a prime example, is it not? Is it not? So I totally get it, and it's almost unbelievable. It's like, yeah, they're trying to kill Donald Trump. Completely destroy him, put him in prison, and he's just unfazed, just facing forward, not budging. Can relate. And it's the leadership the American people need. And it's really, at this point in time, the only person I believe that can get in there and do the right thing to save this country. Because they're not going to stop coming for him. Just like they didn't his first 4 years. It's only going to get worse. Unfazed, unrattled, focused on the mission. And so that's what kind of bothers me when I see, and I have no problem criticizing Donald Trump. That's not what this is about. You can criticize Donald Trump as much as you want. It's understanding that he's the man for the moment, right now. This isn't about this issue. This isn't about that issue. This isn't about your biggest issue. This is about a moment and a movement. And that's the man we need in the White House. That's what it's about. So focusing on this issue or this disagreement or whatever it is just missing the moment altogether. You want to fuss about that after he gets in? Fine. But to not understand the moment you're in is, it's just to not understand the moment you're in. I don't know how else to put it. Now, this is very real here from Elon Musk, and I'll bring the receipts to prove it. Talking about the consequences should Kamala Harris gets in, clip 8.
If she wins, how can they let X continue in its current form, in its current role in American society?
They won't. They will try to shut it down by any means possible.
What do you mean by any means possible?
I mean, they'll try to pass laws. They'll try to prosecute the company, prosecute me. The amount of lawfare that we've seen taking place is outrageous. I have many examples, but like the Department of Justice, for example, launched a huge lawsuit against SpaceX for failing to hire asylum seekers.
Come on. Yeah, asylum seekers?
Asylum, not asylum, those who have been granted asylum, asylum seekers. Now there's also a law called International Traffic and Arms Regulations that because SpaceX develops advanced missile technology that can be used in nuclear ICBMs, that we have to be very careful with who we hire. We can only hire someone if they're a permanent resident or a citizen. That's what the ITAR law says. Then there's another law that says that you cannot discriminate against asylum seekers. So we're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But DOJ did a massive lawsuit against SpaceX for failing to hire asylum seekers, even though it is illegal for us to hire asylum seekers under ITAR law. This is an actual thing that's going on, and they can only do a fairly small number of lawsuits every year. So why did they pick this one?
Because you're Max.
Yeah, lawfare.
Now, let's go directly into what he's talking about with the receipts, and then I'll kind of draw back and give it a larger picture. Now, when Elon Musk came out against the Democrats, by the way. Guys, when did go ahead and scroll down for a second. When did Tucker post that? I believe it was yesterday, sometime in the afternoon. Yeah, yesterday at 2:38. So that was before I went on air. But I mean, I did not talk to Tucker Carlson's people. Was it yesterday? Was it the day before? I was saying Elon Musk is all in, and it's not that. He's stealing it from me or I'm stealing from him. It's understanding the moment. It's recognizing human behavior, relating to it, resonating with it. You know, there's an old cliche. It's called real recognize real. This is as real as it gets right here. So I see it. I see Elon Musk is all in. He gets it. He knows the consequences if Harris gets in. And he's explaining it there. When he first came out against the Democrats, He made this post. In the past, I voted Democrat because they were the kindness party, but they have become the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now, watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. Musk just talked about it briefly there. How about I go through this stack of news? To bring the receipts. Shall I? Musk ex-post about Biden and Harris leads to Secret Service investigation. Secret Service probing Musk's post about threats to Biden and Harris. Mystery surrounds Elon Musk interview with U.S. regulators. These are all from this year. Trump and Musk discussed firing striking workers. The UAW is now seeking an NLRB investigation. Elon Musk PAC investigated by Michigan Secretary of State. These are all since he made the post. Elon Musk agrees to testify in SEC investigation of Twitter. Elon Musk agrees to testify in SEC probe of Twitter deal after initially fighting subpoena. They subpoenaed him. Elon Musk is a national security risk. Elon Musk ordered to testify again in U.S. SEC probe of Twitter takeover. Elon Musk and Tesla are being investigated for securities and wire fraud. Brazil judge opens inquiry into Musk after refusal to block accounts on X. EU accuses Musk of deceiving users, violating content rules. Inside Musk's 23 active lawsuits, X Corp, Musk sued again for severance by former Twitter workers. Musk, SpaceX sued by engineers who cite juvenile X posts. Don Lemon sues Elon Musk over canceled X deal. All the major legal battles Elon Musk and his companies are facing. That was from this week. Now, are you ready for one that was crazy that I discovered? This is almost comical. Cards Against Humanity sues Elon Musk SpaceX over land it bought on Texas border. I hope the irony isn't lost on you. Cards Against Humanity sues Elon Musk. Now, before I zoom out, let me just say something quick and an advice to the people at X or Elon Musk. You guys need to fix your search engine on accounts, because I tried to find the date of the original Musk tweet there, the original Musk post, but when you go in on the user profile page and try to search, it doesn't pull it up. So there's something wrong with the user profile post search. It's basically worthless. It's completely broken. Something needs to be fixed with that. So I couldn't find the date on this screenshot, and when I tried to go search it, nothing popped up. But obviously it's there. So the profile search engine optimization on X is just broken and worthless. I'd like to see them fix that. So if anybody listening to this maybe can help with that process, there you go. But that's neither here nor there. I don't want to get too much into this, but when you've gone through this legal process yourself for years, and when you start to really study it and do the proper analysis, not just for your own legal defense, but just to be able to know what's really going on and maybe do even commentary on it should you see fit. The same people going after Alex Jones are the same people going after Elon Musk and the same people going after me now and trying to Jones me. Now, I'm not going to make a big fuss about my case. I will when the time is right. Lucky enough that I have a legal group right now representing me that's, I mean, I'm not going to say they're doing it for free, but, you know, I've been able to do some small legal fundraisers and it's enough for now. But I'm not going to ask you to donate any more money to that, because they might just try to take it all anyway. But that's what's going on. And so there's just, you can say it, but how do you get people to understand it? How do you actually apply the weight of it so that Americans understand how real it is? They will censor you. They will take your business. They will put you in prison. They will do it. And they will sit there in a courtroom and all of them will be against you. They will sue you. They will destroy you. They will libel you. They will slander you. They will defame you. They will destroy you. All for political power. All for political reasons. Maybe some are just in it for money. That's what's going on. Totally, it's beyond unethical. It's straight up evil. That's what we are facing, ladies and gentlemen.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, but What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
There are many known ways to control the weather, and the best way to steer it seems to be with the NEXRAD Doppler Weather Radar Network.
The circular blue flashes seen in this video are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. The brighter the blue flash from a frequency transmission installation, the more pronounced and powerful the repelling effect on any air mass or storm in the vicinity will be. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation: a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered?
Whatever happened during Hurricane Helene, our own government is actively killing the victims of the flooding.
We're in Nashville, and I saw two Air Force helicopter 60s, and I knew they were PJs just looking at them. And I went up to them, like, hey, guys, like, what are y'all doing? And, like, this is what you need to be doing. This is how I'm finding people. And they're like, we can't go. We're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any authority. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground, and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people. And I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what kind of conspiracy. I've heard so many things, whatever you want to come up with, but they are literally allowing these people to fucking die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters.
Not only is the government standing down, they are stopping others from helping. And there are even reports that the confiscated donations are being delivered to sanctuary cities.
So I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Obviously, you see all my equipment. So we've been told to turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to sanctuary areas for illegal migrants and giving it all to them.
An unmarked black helicopter was caught on camera deliberately causing thousands of dollars of damage to a donation and support center. The government is no longer trying to hide. They are now killing us out in the open. And the radical Marxists working at FEMA are not really concerned with most of the people.
LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that, it's just compounding on itself.
You know, the shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles, where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, to disaster equity.
We the people point out that they are killing us, and they complain that it's hurtful.
What kind of impact has this had on the recovery effort?
It has a tremendous impact on the comfort level of our own employees to be able to go out there, but it's also demoralizing.
Right after the government says they don't have enough money for the American people stricken by the floods and that another storm is coming, they announce another $157 million to the people of Lebanon. Joe Biden makes another Freudian slip and says the government's response will be to increase the number and intensity of these extreme weather events.
Response is to increase the number and intensity of the extreme weather events and beware we're going to be use all the resources available to the government to do it.
And many are now saying that this is exactly what they did with Milton, which is now expected to be catastrophic. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Third hour of today's transmission. We got a couple other political stories for you here. We have a report from Fox News, Trey Yingst, who does really good geopolitical coverage, just boots on the ground. A report that you might be surprised they even aired. So we're going to have that for you as well as some other odds and ends. I think we should be able to get all of it done in this segment, meaning in the final segment of today's transmission, we can probably squeeze in some phone calls to get your take on all of this as well. So that's what's coming up. Some news from the White House. RFK Jr. makes a cool announcement, a statement from Vivek Ramaswamy, and then some other odds and ends. But first, this message from Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have only been excited about a supplement product this much, and all our products are great, a few times in the last couple decades. This is so game-changing, and we knew about this years ago, but I wanted to wait until we were able to get you the very best. And our sponsor, the great folks at Bigley, have come out with Ultimate CMOS. Now, this particular type of CMOS has been all the rage for years, and we got it from one of the top companies in the nation that let us private label it. They're top rated. This is a concentrate of the CMOS that doesn't just have the special type of bioavailable iodine, but all these other vitamins and minerals and then trace elements. So it's the way the CMOS produces and grows this that makes it probably the top superfood in the world right now. So you're supporting the broadcast, you're getting a top CMOS, and of course you're empowering your body, your immune system, and so much more. Now the big one is the iodine. The type of iodine in this is extremely bioavailable, and then again it has all these other vitamins and minerals and trace elements and things that are connected to it, your whole metabolic system. Then it works for your immune system. I've got a whole giant list here. Boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports joint and muscle health, improves skin health, promotes healthy digestion, boosts immune system, supports thyroid health, and it's rich in nutrients. It's got it all. A, C, K, iron, iodine. garbage, potassium, magnesium, and just a whole bunch of wild stuff. Because if you just get normal vitamins, they're synthetic and don't work very well. Even if you get organic, but they're not naturally produced in a plant, whereas they're connected to all these other cofactors, it just doesn't have the effect. This has it all. This type of sea moss is amazing. When you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you're also ensuring that even if InfoWars gets shut down on November 13th, which it could, it's all in the news if you missed it, we will continue on with great sponsors like the alexjonesstore.com. So it's a win-win. Get a great product at a great price. It's 40% off, by the way. Support the broadcast one way or another. It's up to you whether we're able to do this. So we try to bring you great products that you're going to love so you want to reorder them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate Sea Moss today. And while you're there, there are now over 100 awesome T-shirt, hoodie, ball cap designs, and more at the alexjonesstore.com that have these powerful messages that spread the word of liberty. It helps you meet like-minded people. And again, it's a major sponsor that's going to be critical for me staying on the air one way or another. So we're doing a fundraiser right now through our sponsors to ensure that the globalists that are so desperate to silence us when President Trump is president-elect, or if Kamala steals it, that they are pulling out all the stops to get us off the air. So I try to make it a win-win. You get a great product at a great price, and you keep us on the air. Now, it's 40% off for one bottle right now. 40% off for one bottle. It's over 40% when you get two, and even more when you get three. So check it out. This is a heavy bottle. It is just filled with these bad boys. I'll show people an overhead shot of this. And you take one or two a day of these, and it just does incredible things for your whole body. Trust me. Get it. Just like our information is game-changing and tomorrow's news today, this is probably the ultimate superfood out there from one of the best sources, and it supports the broadcast, A360Win. So get the hoodies. Get the T-shirts. Check out all the new great designs. New ones being added daily. Get Ultimate Sea Moss. Check out some of the other amazing supplements while you're there at thealexjonesstore.com, and then we're going to be able to stay on air in the face of the New World Order. It's amazing. Take action now. Ultimate Sea Moss, 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, thank you, Alex. Back live in studio. All right, let's just start to pick it up and put it down here. Some news from the White House today. Biden is postponing his trip to Germany and Angola. He has the perfect excuse. I'm sure he didn't want to go anyway. Biden postpones trip to Germany and Angola ahead of Hurricane Milton hitting Florida. And so he was supposed to be going to Germany to receive some award for continuing to give NATO all the money and giving Ukraine all the money. And then Zelensky was going to ask him for more money. And so that has all been canceled now. He will be staying here instead with what we are expecting to be a Category 4 or 5 hurricane at landfall and hitting an area that's already pretty devastated right now. Probably the perfect excuse. I'm sure he didn't want to go anyway. But so they made that announcement today, and now they're having more issues with the illegal student loan relief. They wanted to do another illegal student loan relief. No vote in Congress. Supreme Court said it was illegal. Biden said to unveil more student loan forgiveness relief as key programs remain blocked. So they just keep finding these workarounds. Remember, he basically said that. We're just going to do it even if it's illegal. We don't care. And then, well, that was yesterday's headline. And then today, Biden's student debt relief plan halted again. What does this mean for roughly 30 million borrowers in limbo? Look, it's already been declared illegal, and it really shouldn't even matter. And I just, it always gets lost in the sauce, real issues. Is there an issue when it comes to student debt? Yes. Yes. There's an issue there, and if you try to get to the root cause, I think it's pretty clear. Once the government and the banks got involved with funding people's education, funding people, student loans, and grants, what have you, to the universities, the costs went up. Go figure. The costs went up. And then the cost got so high that it became unaffordable. And so then it became a necessity. In fact, I wonder this, guys, see if you can find a number for me in the crew. I wonder what the percentage of college graduates or even students, what the percentage is of people that have to take out a loan to go to college. I mean, I wouldn't even care to speculate, but I'm guessing it has to be probably half. See if we can get that number. So the point is, what do you know? The government gets involved in funding. The banks get involved in funding. Tuition skyrockets. All of a sudden, it becomes unaffordable. You have to take out massive loans. You can't afford them. You're assuming you can. Now you can't. The economy's so bad that nobody can. And then here comes the government to just say, okay, let's just throw money at the problem. Well, let's address the actual issue and then maybe look for a solution. I can't help myself. I'm just pragmatic, and it's all just going through my head. And let's actually do this on the air. Let's just solve the problem. Let's just do it for free. Let's just do it right here in the InfoWars studios, right here on the InfoWars War Room. Let's just solve the problem for free. You guys want to do that? Let's just go ahead and try to do that. Maybe we can solve this whole thing right now. 30 to 40% of all undergraduate students take federal student loans. 70% of students who receive a bachelor's degree have education debt by the time they graduate. Wow. Okay. So the majority of people going to college have student debt. All right, guys, now let's get a number. Let's get a number. What is the outstanding student debt? Let's get an outstanding number. What is the outstanding student debt right now in the United States of America? Probably, it's got to be a couple billion, at least. Let's go ahead and find that out. We're going to solve it right here, right now. And we don't even need the White House. We don't even need Congress. We're going to solve it right here and right now because we're smarter than all of them, aren't we? So we're going to just solve this. And by the way, the same method that I'm using to solve this problem can be used to solve almost every problem we face. And it actually works for liberals and for conservatives. Yeah, that's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I can please everybody with this methodology that you're about to see right here. Live. Oh, my. Oh, good Lord. That's all right. It's okay. We can still do it. $1.74 trillion in student loan debt. Okay, well, I have to say, this was a much larger burden than I expected. I will tell you. Okay, boy. This is a little heavier than I expected here, folks, but it's okay. It's okay. Let's not panic. Let's not panic because the methodology still applies. Thought it would be a quicker fix. It's clearly not. We got a serious problem. We're addicted to debt here. And we've really screwed these people over, and none of these loans probably even should have been given out, and we should have never had a college system that is so expensive that requires loans to begin with. The whole thing is a racket. At this point, most of the major universities that are the most expensive have endowments to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars anyway. $1.74 trillion. I mean, my God. That is, I did not expect that. Okay. So it's the same methodology. However, the solution is not as immediate as I thought. But let's just go ahead. Plug into a search engine. We already know these numbers. I already know the number, but let's just use the methodology as an example. I don't know. It might be too late for the student loan debt now, but the same methodology applies here to the future. Go ahead and plug in. How much did the wars in the Middle East cost the United States? Go ahead and plug that in. How much did the wars in the Middle East cost the United States of America? We'll probably get a number around $2 trillion. Some say seven, some say nine. But I think it's pretty much agreed upon by everybody. It costs about $2 trillion. The wars in the Middle East. Okay. So we'll get that number on the screen. Here's the methodology. I'm not even for this. This is not even my politics. but it is a pragmatic way to approach certain things. I don't really want the government running education at all, but I'm not totally against it. Public school, whatever, government-funded schools can be a good thing. I don't think it's inherently a bad thing, and most Americans probably take advantage of it, so it is what it is. Considering that, let's just accept it. Oh, $8 trillion. Okay, so here's an idea. Here's an idea. Instead of spending $8 trillion on a war in the Middle East, why don't we spend that money on colleges and universities? And you know what? They could probably be, like, affordable to go to a university. Wouldn't that be something? If universities were actually like public schools and you could send your kids and they were affordable or even free? Again, that's not my policy. I don't want government run it. I don't want government ran anything. I'm just saying if we have what these are public universities, then they should at least be affordable. But see, we spend $8 trillion in the Middle East. So you don't get affordable college. You don't get an affordable state college. You don't get an affordable public college. Sorry, we're spending money in the Middle East. So here's my point. Again, these are not my policies. I don't want government run anything. I don't want government run schools. I don't want government run healthcare. But it exists. And I'm not just inherently against it, like, let's shut it all down. Whenever I hear these leftists talking about things like government-run healthcare, I say, hey, I disagree completely. But, you know, maybe we can agree that if we stop spending trillions of dollars on foreign wars and foreign countries, then maybe we could have affordable healthcare. Maybe we could have affordable college. Crazy concept, I know, but wouldn't a liberal and a conservative all agree on that? A conservative should agree on that. I mean, modern day conservatism is like kind of as bass. It's not as screwed up as modern day liberalism, but it is to a certain extent. There's nothing conservative about spending money on foreign countries. There's nothing conservative about spending money on foreign wars. There's nothing conservative about foreign aid. There's really nothing conservative even about war that's not protecting your own country. So in that regard, conservatism is all out of whack. It's not conservative at all, actually. It's interventionism. It's interventionism is what it is. It's warmongering. So the same methodology applies no matter what. Are you sick of education too expensive? Are you sick of unaffordable health care, whatever it is? Let's stop sending money overseas. It's really that simple. And let's stop spending money on non-citizens and illegal border crossers. We will save trillions of dollars annually. And you know what else you can start cutting into? The federal government, too. By not spending any money on foreign countries, foreign aids, foreign wars, foreign citizens, and let's just be nice, just for the sake of this, just cut the federal government in half. We'll be nice. We'll cut it in half. Immediately, you just cut probably $1 trillion or more from your budget that you can now spend on things that will actually benefit the American people. How about that? What do we do that, guy? That took 5 minutes, I think, guys. Did we do that in 5 minutes? Did we just solve everything in 5 minutes? All right, we didn't solve everything. It's just common sense. It's really not that difficult. It really is not that difficult. It's just common sense policies. It's just practical, common sense policies that benefit the American people. It's that easy. We did it in 5 minutes, I think. We did it in 5 minutes. Great job, crew. I'm really proud of us. We should probably get a Nobel Peace Prize. Actually, you know who got the Nobel Peace Prize? The inventors of mRNA. Yeah, that just happened. I think that was either Monday or last week. They just gave the Nobel Peace Prize to the inventor of mRNA. Young people getting heart attacks. Oh, Nobel Peace Prize. But the great work we do here, no Nobel Prizes for us. You know, actually, for peace. Okay. Speaking of, there's this weird thing Oh, that was last October. I thought it was this October. So there's this weird thing. I think they gave out another one, though. There's this weird thing where supporting Israel is like Black Lives Matter for Republicans. It's like that's their thing, is like we're going to stand up for the Jews, and there are the people that hate Jewish people, so we're going to stand up against them. It's like that's our cause. It's like Black Lives Matter for Republicans is sticking up for Israel. Probably a lot more profitable, but nonetheless. So usually the right-wing media, the conservative media, they're just inherently always taking the pro-Israel stance. So, and it's just justify anything they do, justify any bombs, any strikes, whatever, massacres, it doesn't matter, it's all justified. Trey Yinks, too, I do believe is a good field reporter, and just mostly calls it as is, you know, does work for Fox News, so kind of goes where Fox tells him and goes with those angles, but I mean, mostly he's just reporting from the field. They aired this on Fox News. I think some people were surprised, talking about what Israel has done in Palestine in clip 22.
There are so many neighborhoods that are flattened. Palestinians that are internally displaced will simply have no homes to return to. And while we get a firsthand look at the destruction here, it's important to remember that Palestinian journalists do not have this access. They have been pushed to the south. Dozens have been killed.
There's this false narrative about Palestinian journalists. More than 100 of them have been killed by Israel since the war began. And I take very few positions in the conflicts that we cover. But let this be a position that I take. Journalists, specifically Palestinian journalists, must be protected amid the war. The Israelis have killed journalists in drone strikes. They've killed them with small arms fire. And it's unacceptable.
You know, this is like the most politicized foreign issue. It's not even close. And then it's like got this crazy gravitational pull where everybody has to have an opinion and everybody's opinion is right and yours is wrong. And it's just so hyperpolarized. And I mean, again, I don't even think there's an easy route to take here. And it's, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not going to sit here and say who's right and who's wrong. These people were fighting over land and everything else for centuries. I mean, it goes back to the Old Testament. It's just like, so, I mean, even trying to get involved, America should not be involved at all, period. Should not be involved at all. I want nothing to do with it. So take, people will always take their side. Take whatever side you want. I'm done. I'm out. I want America out. I want nothing to do with it anymore. Never did. Pick your side, whatever. Everybody has to pick their side. I don't want any side. I want out. I want out. I don't want any more money sent. I don't want any more money spent. I'm done. That should be the approach. And if they can't figure it out, just like they never have been able to, that's on them. Not me. By the way, you know, Victor Boot, this is all over the media, and who knows the truth? Could be true, maybe not, but Merchant of Death, they're talking about Victor Boot, the guy that we traded for Brittany Griner. Victor Boot, who was released in Brittany Griner prisoner swap, is back to selling arms to the Houthis, who are trying to disrupt trade routes. Brokered a $10 million deal in August to supply the Yemen-based terror group with automatic weapons. I mean, it's just, it's honestly just so crazy, man. I just want nothing to do with any of it. I just want nothing to do with any of it. This side says they're terrorists. That side says the other side is terrorists. One man is an arms dealer. The other one is just a government operative. It's just, I'm just sick of all of it. All right. I've gone long here. So, we got a couple other news stories. We'll probably have time for a couple calls as well. We've exhausted most of the news. We got a couple other news stories. I'm going to come back, give out the phone number, exhaust the rest of this news on my desk, take your calls.
I've been
telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc. The Linus Pauling.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Through it all and take some phone calls. So anything we've discussed today is fair game. Let's give out the number. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And let's put it up on the board. There it is on the screen for you to give us a call. Anything we've discussed so far today is fair game. Let me mention this before I get to the news. There is a War Room t-shirt now available at thealexjonesstore.com. It's the classic box InfoWars War Room logo. It is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I will tell you, I put in a special request. We are going to have a second War Room t-shirt available for you at thealexjonesstore.com coming very soon. Maybe as soon as tomorrow. We'll see how quickly they can get it to print. So they put out this limited edition War Room t-shirt. And I said, hey, wait a second. We need to do a t-shirt with this War Room logo on it. And so that one, it will be up soon. And you get 175 raffle entries with every purchase right now of that limited edition t-shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, let's go ahead and get through the rest of this news. We'll take a couple calls. Springfield, Ohio, Taylor Hansen has the video. He got sent to this, sent this from a local. It is a Haitian chopping up an animal with a machete. So they said it wasn't going on. We had the police reports. We had the police videos. We had the eyewitnesses. We had the locals. Now we have the actual video of it happening. A Haitian migrant in Springfield chopping up an animal with a machete. So, all right. I think we've probably seen enough. We don't need to show you the graphic gruesomeness of it, but there you go. So, you think they'll show that on the mainstream media that said Donald Trump was lying and J.D. Vance was lying about what's going on in Springfield, Ohio? I doubt it. But we will. That's why you're here. Vivek Ramaswamy gets it. And I've said virtually this exact same thing many times, talking about illegal immigration. Shut down the entitlement state and you solve most of the immigration problem right there. We need to man up and fix the root cause that draws migrants here in the first place, the welfare state. But no one seems to want to say that part out loud because too many native-born Americans are addicted to it themselves. Yeah, you will end much of the illegal immigration issue just by cutting the welfare state, just by stopping all the free stuff that they get. You'll cut it probably in half overnight, and it'll slowly trickle down to virtually nothing. And then the people that do end up coming here will actually be desperate or will be wanting to come here because they want to do something with themselves. They want to build a business, whatever. So that's definitely the easiest way to solve that. Without needing too much government action, let's say, dealing with deportations. Most people will self-deport if you cut off the welfare state, I would say. A lot of them will self-deport and go home if you cut off all the free stuff that they're getting. You know, Vivek is considering running for governor of Ohio, and he's not even entered the race, and he's leading the polls. He's actually said he didn't want to run multiple times. But there's so much support for him in Ohio now. He's not even declared he's running, and he's leading in the polls against DeWine, who is just, I mean, that guy just sucks. And now he says he's actually considering running for governor. It'd be great for the people of Ohio, no doubt, but man, I would love to see Vivek in a Trump administration. I would just love to see Vivek in a Trump administration, and I would just love to see him working with Elon Musk in the government efficiency situation to just cut this government down to size. I mean, just cut the federal government by, like, I mean, really 50% would be nice. 90% is probably what's necessary. And stop all the DEI crap. By the way, these companies are starting to get wise to this. Toyota, latest to scrap DEI policies, giving anti-woke activists another win. And it's Toyota. Who else is it? It's Ford. It's Lowe's. It's John Deere. So many are finally getting rid of this. It's really just anti-white liberalism. How about diversity of thought, and how about you get a job based on your abilities, your experience, your merit? How it should be. By the way, this Abrams situation, Eric Adams situation in New York continues to get crazy. Three more aides to Mayor Eric Adams, including two whose homes have been raided, are leaving the administration now as federal prosecutors investigate him and his inner circle for corruption. There have been so many raids and this thing has been crazy. Something is going on there. But it's funny, right? It's just like, okay, a bunch of stuff happens and then nothing happens. So we shall see. We shall see where this all ends up. But houses continue to be raided. People continue to be put on administrative leave. Now he's just like a shell of an administration. So this deal just continues to get crazier. We'll continue to give you updates and follow on that. By the way, and I would like to get a correction here, because we didn't give the full story about the raw milk yesterday, but this we'll lead into that with this. I think it's the biggest recall ever of eggs now. FDA says eggs from Salmonella recall could cause serious health effects. FDA upgrades recall for millions of eggs linked to Salmonella. More than 4 million eggs supplied by Milo's Poultry Farms were voluntarily recalled in early September due to potential Salmonella contamination. The CDC is urging people who have the recalled eggs to throw them away, wash any surfaces or items the eggs came in contact with, and monitor for symptoms of Salmonella. So I think it's the biggest egg recall ever at this point. They've been pulled from the shelves, mostly affecting Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. We were talking about raw milk, and we didn't get it fully accurate, but four states have a complete ban on raw milk, and then I think it's 25 states have a retail ban on raw milk, and then there's different levels of legality and illegality. But the majority of states have a retail ban on raw milk, meaning you can't sell it in a store. Some states, you can sell it with a license. Some states, it's completely illegal. And then in some states, it's actually fully legal. But I wanted to kind of just hone in on that yesterday, because we didn't give the exact accurate reporting there. So that's kind of the map that gives you the idea of what's going on at the top. But they say, oh, the government's not telling you what you can and can't eat. Well, yeah, it literally is. It actually is. So the four states where it's legal but highly regulated is Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and Arizona. And then the states where it's legal to the point where you can have it in a retail store, you can go to the store and buy it: Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Wyoming, Nevada, California, Utah, New Mexico. And then you have where it's illegal in all the red, which is the majority of the states. Now you cannot cross state lines with it. And I mean, I live in Texas. I can get raw milk. I just have to go to a local farm. And so that's the difference. But yes, the government would love, the FDA would love to be able to make food products illegal if they could. They would love to get involved in a transaction between you and your local farmer to stop you from consuming raw milk. Absolutely, there are government regulations there. So when they say there's not, they're just absolutely lying. All right, one more thing, and we will start taking phone calls. So a day of falconry with RFK Jr. and Don Jr. Guys, just give me clip two on the screen here. Join RFK Jr. and Donald Trump Jr. for an extraordinary day of falconry. ready for the wildest getaway of a lifetime. Here's your chance to join RFK Jr. and Don Trump Jr. for an extraordinary day of falcon hunting in the Hudson Valley. I mean, this is just... And he's talking about how they're going to basically, like, embed themselves in packs of wolves to go falcon hunting, and how you have to earn the wolves' trust, and then they'll help you in the hunt for falcons. I mean, this is just... Give me a little audio here. Pump it up.
And I told my dad and mom that that's what I wanted to do. I became obsessed with it after reading that book. And there's not been any time really in my life since then that I haven't had birds and hadn't been involved with the sport. And I've been hunting in the Hudson Valley my whole life. I've also hunted all over the world with the falcons, including in the Middle East and in Scotland and Japan, finding local falconers in those countries and going hunting with them. And it's been one of the great joys of my life. And people ask me what I love about the sport. I love everything about it, because, you know, when you're flying a hawk, the hawk is not doing anything that it would not be doing naturally. It's just doing the same thing that it does in the wild, but it's letting you accompany it. And it's kind of like being allowed to hunt with a wolf pack. If the wolves would actually allow you to go out with them and follow them and observe them at close hand.
All right.
It's this really...
So, okay. RFK Jr., are we gonna have an RFK Jr. with a wolf pack video? He's just gonna, RFK Jr. disappears for 2 days and he emerges from the forest in the Hudson Valley and he's got a pack of wolves with him with Trump hats on or Make America Healthy Again hats on. I love it though. I mean, it's great. And then he was seen, RFK Jr., that is, collaborating with Mike O'Hearn. And for those of you that aren't really into gym culture or stuff, Mike O'Hearn is one of the most famous bodybuilders, health influencers out there. A real funny guy, a real cool guy. I would have to assume his politics, I don't know, but at this point, I guess he at least likes RFK Jr. But he's big on men's health, big on bodybuilding and helping men get the body they want, the health they want. And so that was awesome. RFK Jr. with Mike O'Hearn. Yes, there's a collab I think we can all support. So there you go. But okay, so that's what you get. That's what you get right now on the Trump side. That's what you get right now on the Make America Great Again, Make America Healthy Again. Here's what you get on the Kamala Harris side of things. Clip one. Walls hats. I guess a gay person wouldn't be caught wearing those. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's enough. I'll take RFK Jr. lifting weights with Mike O'Hearn and then embedding himself in a wolf pack. I'll take that. Yes, please. Okay. Let's take some phone calls now as we close out the show. Let's see what we have here. All right, let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania. Let's go, Matt. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you again. I was the guy that used to want you to do the Real Stable Genius commercials back in the day.
Oh, yes, we did. We've been meaning to do some more of those. It's just so busy around here with the election cycle.
I understand. I want to talk about the weather weapons, man. I think it's very convenient that they're hitting all these Trump counties and killing all these poor people. I mean, I pray for all these poor people, and I heard that the stench in North Carolina with all the dead bodies is overwhelming, and FEMA's not letting people in with the helicopters and everything else. It's horrible. Arresting, telling people with helicopters and want to take supplies that they're going to be arrested if they help these people. The response is disgusting by our government. And I pray for the people in Miami and that this don't happen to them. I hope that the hurricane that it's heading towards Florida right now, kind of, you know, downgrades a little bit, and these people get out and everything. But I don't see it happening. Looks like it's going to be another weather weapon just taking out Trump supporters. The government doesn't care what they do. They're capable of anything. Anything to win, Jalen. Anything to win.
All right, Matt. Anything else?
No, that's it, Owen. I'm disgusted with the reaction from FEMA and the silence from the mainstream media. I mean, it's horrible. It's disgusting.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Thank you for that. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Similar issue here. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but it seems like all these, you know, man-made hurricanes are heading towards Mar-a-Lago. So it's my kind of conspiracy theory that they're trying to take out Mar-a-Lago with a hurricane.
You know, funny enough, I'm pretty sure Mar-a-Lago was actually constructed, engineered as like a total like shelter. It's like built to be a hurricane shelter.
Yeah, that's why they're going to need a class six.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing this whole class six hurricane now, and I guess they're saying it could reach up to 200-mile-per-hour winds. So that's just something never heard before. Yeah, they're saying category six now.
I know it's coming from the west coast, too, and Mar-a-Lago's on the east coast, but that just might be because they don't want to be too obvious about it.
Well, the real damage would be flooding if they could pull that off. I mean, the wind damage is one thing, obviously, but we've seen what the flooding can do. With what Helene did moving up north and you know, North Carolina and other areas.
That'd be a huge win for them. If they took out Mar-a-Lago, like they would just rub our face in it 24/7.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Mike?
No, that was it. You know, God bless you guys. Thank you for everything you do. And, you know, everybody buy their products. They're amazing. My kids like the vitamin mineral fusion. And it's great for them. And put in a little pitcher, and they can get their own, you know, and they go in the fridge.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's great. Oh, Tumor's amazing. I'm a mechanic. I live by it.
Appreciate that. Look, I hope we can maintain the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know. It's kind of a mystery with the legal stuff right now. We're going to try to do what we can at Dr. Jones Naturals and the Alex Jones store. But, yes, you can still get those products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll stay on this topic here. A lot of people calling in on this. Let's go to Misinfo in Wisconsin. Mr. Misinfo, that is. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O. Yeah, I just purchased from your store the Christ is King t-shirt. Really like it. And I wish the InfoWars store had more Christian apparel because you guys make great products. But, yeah, I wanted to talk about the weather control stuff, the man-made weather control stuff is also hand-in-hand with the anti-nuclear weapon technology. They developed a lot of the same technology to take down nuclear weapons because it relies on similar technology and the Star Wars program and putting stuff up into space. You know, the U.S. launches more stuff into space than anybody else, and it always seems to be reconnaissance satellites and communication satellites, where obviously they're going to put weapon satellites up first. And I remember way back when you went to a city council, you told us about, you went to a city council meeting about weather weapons, and they just blatantly talk about it openly.
Well, yeah, and you know, the crew seemed to be able to work the SEO on Twitter's profile searches better than me, so maybe they can find this. I couldn't do it. It didn't work for me. Maybe the crew can do it. If you go to my old X account, my old Twitter account that's back now, at All I Do Is Owen, and really I'm probably going to convert that into just a news aggregation account because I got my new one at Owen Shore 1776, but that's a different story. If you guys go to that, because I'm pretty sure that was either 2017 or 2018 before the ban. I'm fairly confident that I was live streaming that on Twitter at the time. And so if you go to that profile and search maybe like weather or Texas or modification, maybe even live, I don't know, I'm just thinking of some keywords to search, you could probably still find it. And I mean, the guy was not, I mean, he was a nice guy. After the little hearing there, he even talked to me. He stood there for like 5-10 minutes and just had a discussion with me. It was very frank. There was no, you know, there was no secrecy about it or anything. And you know, they talk about what they do to manipulate the weather and help the crop or whatever it is. And so, I think that they've cut a lot of that program because it ended up flooding. It ended up causing a lot of bad flooding. It was kind of actually, it ended up being a bit of a disaster. So I think they cut it a lot. We're in Austin right now. I think we've had 33 days without rain. And so that was the kind of stuff they were trying to avoid, was they would try to cloud seed and cause rain during these drought seasons. But it was kind of bad. And so I think they may have really cut it down. But yeah, I mean, it was a public hearing. Anybody could have gone. I went there. I recorded the whole thing live. The guy that ran the Texas weather modification program took questions afterwards, very frank about everything. And so it's so frustrating. And it's like they attack Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, Alex did a whole expose on all of it today on the Alex Jones Show. And then they attack Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, she's crazy. There's no weather modification. It's like it's literally public information. It's been public for decades. They have open hearings about it. It's like you just have to be so stupid to not know this stuff exists.
Yeah, it's like Milton Bradley, you know, it's all like games for them, word game. You know, they'll say weather modification, weather weapons don't exist, but then the CIA guy will talk about stratosphere. And it just goes hand in hand with their MO, you know, their modus operandi of like climate change. Because what better scam? They hawk climate change so bad. They get those taxes in, we'll have all this weather stuff happening.
And see, and I think if there's really an angle to this, that's it. I think if there's really an angle to all of this, it would be the man-made climate change scam. I don't really think it's a political angle. If they're doing this intentionally and trying to drum up these hurricanes and make them as bad as possible, I think that that's the ultimate angle.
Yeah, they've done it before in history, even on Easter Island in tribal times where you'd have to pay the shaman for good weather and they know the weather prediction, you know, or a rain dance with the Native Americans. But I'll let you get to other callers. Or actually, is it the end of the show?
But look at me. I'm going to squeeze one more in because we're just that good. So let's go to Sheldon in Florida, gearing up for it all. Sheldon, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I hope you're having a good night. Just concerned about the potential rising conflicts in our country because, like you were mentioning earlier, it looks like they could potentially be targeting Mar-a-Lago. You see all these things that are just very fishy. It's very confusing to see all these things just adding up one by one. First, they said that they were going to try to downplay the votes and get rid of the votes in North Carolina. They said if they can't vote, then how are they supposed to really do anything, you know?
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out how much Democrats really care about people voting to see if they really try to help these people in areas where, I mean, who knows what infrastructure they'll have set up by the time the election comes around. Let's see how much they really care about making sure people can vote in these Republican areas, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that people need to be willing to exercise their rights to the fullest extent. If people aren't willing to use their Second Amendment right, they're going to lose it. Everybody says they care about freedom just as long as somebody else goes and dies for it.
All right, Sheldon, thank you for the call. That does it for today's InfoWars War Room, ladies and gentlemen. Every day is more epic than the last. And we will continue to deliver. We'll take a 21-hour break. We'll do it all again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. Naturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.